You are listening to episode 004 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Hannah Ventura. She did keto October of 2017, not for the weight loss, but for another reason. So stay tuned and thank you for listening.
This is Heinz Tongafau.
And this is Jeff Crisologo.
And welcome to the Keto Island Boys podcast.
What's up, Booze?
What's up, Manong?
Hey, man, not much. How's your week going?
My week is going actually really good.
We just finished, we just wrapped up an interview.
Yeah, we have a great interview for you guys today. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited for you guys to hear this.
It's basically... What I'm most excited about this interview is the fact that it's somebody that's doing this not for weight loss, you know, and most of the people I know that are doing it for weight loss.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Did you go to any concerts this week? Anahea was in town.
I was going to go, but I ended up golfing, with my boys and, it was like 95 degrees and I walked like 8 miles in that and I was dying.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I didn't even last the full 18 holes and just ended up going out afterwards. But no, it was hot, man.
So you ended up going out afterwards and was he drinking?
No. I watched the Mariner. He finished the Mariner game.
Okay.
And went to Tallarico's, but we can talk about that. I didn't have any cheat meals, but I did, you know.
Yeah.
That was good. How about you? What'd you do?
I did not go to any concerts that I know of since our last podcast.
Oh, but, who was just playing? That was Jay Boog, right?
Oh, yeah, but I am going to see Jay Boog this Saturday at Reggae on the Way in South Tacoma Way, between 52nd and 56th Street, right there in good old South Tacoma. So they block off all the streets. We were actually there last year.
Went last year.
It was on a Sunday last year. It was actually on the same day as Bista last year.
Yep.
Bista Sanayon, which is, I don't know if people know what that is.
Filipino festival for Seafair here in Seattle. They have it every year.
It's probably one of the biggest Filipino festivals in the United States.
Yep.
And so that is also happening this weekend. So last year it was on a Sunday when we did that, and we went to both. And so this year it's actually Reggae on the Way is actually on a Saturday, and then Pista will be on Sunday.
It was so much fun. Reggae on the Way, you describe it, they have all, Jay Boog is the main headliner. Do you know the other acts?
The Green will be there. Oh, yeah. They have a great album that's out now too, and they have some, you know, a lot of local people. I think Leilani Wolfgram will be there, so some other sort of artists. My boy Poe, who used to be part of Two Story Zora. He's performing there, but
nice.
Yeah, they have food trucks. Well, what's crazy is last year they ran out of water.
I know.
They ran out a lot of stuff. Yeah. They were not prepared for the amount of people to come through and drink, and hella people came through. And
how much were your tickets?
So last year I think they were around the $30 range. This year they pretty much doubled. They're around $55. And so what's funny is that I'm actually trying to convince this guy to come to the Reggae on the Way. I still feel like I have a chance that he should roll through and represent Keto Island Boys with me.
You can put me on blast right here in front of the podcast people.
I am putting you on blast.
I got an event. Oh, actually I'm going hiking this weekend. And we're doing Rachel Lake. It's going to be a 4 or 5 hour hike that I'm going to go on with some people. But
so if you're in the Seattle area and you want to go on a hike with one of the Keto Island Boys, be ready. Wake up early Saturday morning and see you at Rachel Lake. What time do you think you'll be at the lake?
I'm going to probably be at the trailhead by 9:30 in the morning. It's up near Snoqualmie on I-90. It's just like an hour and a half from Seattle. And I'm going to meet up a whole bunch of people. And yeah, I'm going to do some hiking. And depending on what time I get back and if, you know... We'll see. We'll see if I make it to the concert or not.
I feel like having both of us there representing Keto Island Boys would be a great benefit to this podcast.
Well, it would be even more beneficial if you came and worked out and got your cardio in the morning, and then we go to the festival. Oh, how about that?
If I knew, I'm okay. You know what? I'll take you up on that. I might actually go hiking.
Damn
it. If you come to the festival. So we'll
stay tuned to next week to see if Heinz made it.
To hike, and if this guy Jeff made it to the reggae on the way to go see Jay Boog and the Green.
I do love that, the reggae in the way.
So what did you do last weekend? What did you
end up doing last weekend? I ended up going hiking again. I took my nephew with me. I posted up some good photos on Instagram, at Keto Island Boys on the Instagrams. And yeah, it was weird because this time around, being on keto, it's my first year hiking on keto. And mm-hmm. last year when I did not doing keto, you would be seeing me have Clif bars and Kind bars, goo packets.
I used to bring McDonald's.
Oh yeah, you brought McDonald's.
And
yeah,
my two go-tos when I went hiking with Jeff and all the folks was McDonald's or banh mi's.
Yeah. And so this year, I was thinking like, man, what do I bring on a hike? And since I'm, you know, fat adapted now, dude, I brought bacon. I brought strips of bacon with me. Mm. I brought, I bought seaweed, you know, macadamia nuts and almonds. And there's, you know, a keto protein bar that I brought from Quest. It was the birthday cake one. It's so good. Anyways. I had brought that on my
birthday
trip.
Cake. That's the flavor.
It's the flavor is birthday cake. What the fuck? It has like 8 net carbs.
Birthday cake.
It's so good. Yeah.
Crust bar.
I'll show you. But if you go on the Instagram page, you'll see the pictures from the hike and the foods that I brought. So yeah, it's way different. I'm probably gonna do the same thing again for this weekend's hike. It's probably a good 8 miles round trip. 4 miles to get there. 4 miles to get back. Elevation gains.
Okay, that makes me less likely to go now.
It's about a 3,000 feet elevated hike, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good workout, and yeah, man, I'll go to the concert, man, if you go. So hey,
oh man, that's tough. So I do have to say, we are also on the same softball team, and I semi-injured my hamstring last week. So yeah, that makes the hike a little difficult, but man, I'm down to just show up, walk a mile, and then be like, hey, I did as much as I can, but I don't know, we'll see.
And then I heard you went.
Wait, real quick, though, did you do the hike fasted, or did you have something to eat before you went on the hike?
Oh, yeah, so I woke up in the morning, and I had, I did my bullet coffee, because I needed some calories, and just to I did my apple cider vinegar drink that I have. It's also on the Instagram page that I do every morning, so just to get my body digested, have my coffee, and that lasted me pretty much until I got to the top of the mountain.
Nice.
And then, you know, I just wanted to eat because everyone else was eating.
Sometimes you want to eat, and for that reason that you just brought up, it's a social thing.
I don't want to be the one. I wasn't really hungry, but everyone's eating, so like, all right, I'll go eat with you guys. So
I think for me, I've only been on one hike since I've started keto.
Yeah.
And I just like the whole biohacking and trying different experiments. Yeah. I went on my hike fasted just to see, you know, would my energy levels be less or more? And I was only doing keto for probably about a month and a half at that time too. So, yeah. Everything that I've done fasted has been actually all right. You know, I haven't felt like super hungry, and, I think ever since I removed sugar from my regular diet,
mm-hmm.
those hunger pains just don't come as, they're, I don't get as hangry. I mean, I still get hungry every now and then, and I love talking about food, but it's just one of those things I've noticed when I do things in a fasted state. Like, have you eaten today?
No, we've been here for the last couple hours, and so now I missed my, I normally start eating it. It's like 3:45 p.m. right now.
So we're doing this podcast in a fasted state.
And I don't feel hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't feel hungry either. Yeah, and
I just had a coffee at 8 o'clock this morning, and it's already 3.
Yeah, 45. You know, an intermittent fasting isn't necessarily for anybody, but if you really want to sort of increase those the benefits of fasting, it just helps your body get into ketosis a little bit faster, you know. Yeah. And so, and there's also this thing, you can look it up, it's called autophagy, that happens when you fast. So it's basically the regeneration of your cells, and so that's why we do fasting, you know. And but for my weekend, I was supposed to.
Oh, so you missed work last. Oh, you were gone on Friday, right?
Yeah. So actually, was supposed to go camping, and okay, I'm not gonna lie. The main reason why I like to go camping is basically it's one big long cheat weekend for me. I basically go hard out on all the wrong things that you should be eating, you know. So. But I'll just, man, I'll, like I said, I always keep it real. And
so, yeah, what did you, yeah, okay. So, dude, so where are you going to go?
So, on my Twitter this week, I was talking about how I made this bomb cheat dish, and it's only 3 ingredients, and it's basically, well.
3 ingredients?
Yeah, okay. So it's one
carbs,
is.
Carbs, sugar, and what else? What's
pretty much, and more sugar. No, butter. So, I use 1 stick of butter, which is keto.
Yeah, yeah. The Kerrygold butter?
No, I just use regular
margarine,
A bag of marshmallows, which is definitely not keto,
yeah.
And then 1 family size bag of Oreos. And I basically, instead of making Rice Krispie treats, I made Oreo treats, and they were phenomenal.
Well, why? Why is it so phenomenal? Because the sugar.
Yeah, you know, the poison taste is so amazing. It was. I'm not gonna lie, I still love it, man. I still love to like, and. But, you know, every time I have it, I get a hangover. I get a mini headache. But, which is also, for me, it's a good reminder that.
Was that all you had?
Sure.
That
dessert? Oh, hell no, man. I had, I had rice. I had fried rice with Spam.
Disappointed.
Yeah, I just had basically a full-on cheat weekend, you know, because it was. Camping, you know, you're just out there and you're just.
You don't have to be cheat on camping. I go camping too.
You're true. I mean, it's true. You don't have to, but I just use it as an excuse, though, too.
I think so.
When's the last time you weighed yourself, by the way?
This morning. A couple days ago. I was at 187. Damn. Yeah, 187.
So you started at 246.
Yep.
And you're down to 187. Yeah, so that's what?
59. Yeah.
So almost 60.
Almost 60 pounds. Yeah.
Wow. So I started at 243, and this morning I was at 219. So
solid. Your goal, you don't have a goal. I mean, this year you're just doing
it. My goal is to get to 200, to be honest. I would love to get to 200. And my goal is to actually get to 200 without working out. And then once I get to 200, I think I'm going to start working out.
Once Heinz gets to 200, you're going to see a before and after on Instagram.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you could tell now. I mean, the clothes are looking way better on you. And,
thank you.
Yep, I can tell your face is getting slimmer. But yeah, you're just doing this process as a lifestyle, and absolutely. we're gonna have weekends where we cheat. You know, I have parties, family parties every weekend, every week. There's a happy hour. You know, I mean, it's gonna happen.
It is gonna happen. For me, I try to, if I do cheat, I try to keep it to one meal. I kind of went 2 days with eating whatever, just kind of like, you know.
Wait, did you guys camp? Did you guys end up camping?
No, we camped at a friend's backyard, basically, kind of thing. So just did a fire there and just, we had coolers full of drinks and food and alcohol. And I actually hit up a bunch of people that were like close in the area.
So you knew you guys were going camping. You didn't reserve a spot anywhere. You just thought you'd just find a spot in the nice Seattle weather.
That's what it was. The weather was super nice. And we thought there was a lot of first come, first serve places that are within an hour away. And we went to 3 different. Well, the saddest part is we actually drove up to Denny Creek.
Oh,
we went to Denny Creek. We had camped there actually. We went camping there a few weeks ago, and that was first come, first serve. And we went like at 6 p.m. on a Friday, super late, but it was rainy that weekend.
That's right. You told me about that.
So because it was so rainy, there wasn't really too many people camping, so we were able to get a spot. This last weekend was way sunnier, way nicer.
90s, right?
We went everywhere around 10 a.m. We went everywhere around 10 a.m. and couldn't find any. You had, now knowing that, what I know now is to either set up shop on Thursday and then go from there. And then
So you had your cheat meal. You had cheat that meals, on Saturday.
I'm not gonna lie. I had Sunday. That. I had fried rice. What else did I have? I had cookies, rice. Chocolate. Woo. I mean, I just kind of chips. You know, just like you know, I just kind of said whatever. You know, and it's so ironic that I actually posted. We posted the podcast Friday and it was like, all right, fuck you keto for the next 2-3 days. And then, you know, but you know, so what I do with this, you know, like I said, the biohacking, putting experiments on my body is, and I've been doing it for a while now. I don't eat on Mondays. So
what do you mean by that? So Sunday, your last meal is at what time?
You know, not 8, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
10 o'clock. I might eat a little bit later knowing that I'm not going to eat on Monday. But then, yeah, wake up Monday and I'll just do coffee and LaCroix all day long. Coffee, LaCroix.
Oh, so you're not doing MCTs. You're just doing straight liquid.
Straight liquid. Yep, straight liquid fast. And then Tuesday morning, I'll add the MCT oil with my coffee. And I'll I'll just continue the whole day Tuesday without eating. And then I'll eat, you know, whatever I want to eat Tuesday night, keto, whatever keto meal I want to eat and as much as I want to eat. So this last Tuesday made the pizza with the, I think she brought up the almond. So we made two pizzas with one with just the Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Shredded Parmesan cheese.
Nice. You made that? Yeah, cool.
So use that as the crust. And then the other one where we mixed in the almond flour. And I didn't really, it felt too much like bread. And it felt carby, even though I don't know what the bag says it was like maybe like 6 net carbs. Mm-hmm. It feels like, and it felt like it was making me full, which was actually pissing me off because, you know, I hadn't eaten for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I was trying to eat as much as I could because I love to eat, you know, so, but it was sucks because it was, it was making me full. So I was like, so we made another pizza with just the mozzarella cheese as the crust.
Yeah.
Or not the mozzarella, was the topping, but the Parmesan
cheese. Yeah.
Dude, that's good,
right? It's crispy, right?
Tomato sauce, just put Parmesan cheese and then whatever topping, so pepperonis, mushrooms, sausage, whatever.
With the mozzarella cheese.
With the mozzarella cheese at the bottom.
Yeah.
Dude, by itself is bomb.
Was the crust on the Parmesan? This is the one I showed. Crunchy.
Or outside,
outside was crunchy.
Yeah, you know, like you said,
it holds thick, everything together.
Oh
right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
As thick as you want to make it. So if you want to make it a little thin to get that nice crispiness, but
yeah,
That was so simple too, because I always thought, man, you gotta put a sauce. So it's not like real pizza, but it's like that, and then you know, but whatever cheese you want on top of those toppings, and then, man, it's good to go. And it's so easy; it's super easy. The one with the almond flour is, you know, you gotta like mix in egg, and you gotta mix in some other things, and
so it's just too messy. I'm curious. So now that you know, so do you look forward to the weekends? Like you trying to cheat, and then. Fast on purpose? Did you do that? Or do you ever have a weekend where you're just like, oh, I'm going to be good on the weekends?
I try to have all my weekends be good. And then it's usually because there's an event that's happening that Saturday. So if it's an event happening, like for example, this Saturday, it depends if I'm drinking a lot and I feel because when you drink on keto, I feel like you get drunk so much faster. Yeah, just to get back, When I do drink too much, sometimes I
munchies.
Yeah, sometimes I get the munchies, and I know I'm super drunk, or I need to somewhat sober up. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of times they say time's the only thing, but I feel like carbs also helps me sober up too, because it's like.
Have you ever tried just eating like you know regular keto foods?
You know what? Maybe I should try that. Just try to. Yeah. Because, like, sometimes if I feel like, and it's a lot of times.
Old way of thinking, you know, carbs is what's going to help us.
Actually, that's a good point. I feel like if I'm drinking beers, well, actually, I don't really drink beers, but if I'm drinking Trulies, that's probably my favorite thing to drink while I'm on keto.
Mine too, yeah.
I do like drinking whiskey on the rocks. The problem is I get super faded hella fast.
Yep,
so. Yep. You know, and people know me. I mean, I act like an idiot sometimes when I'm super drunk and hated, and you know, I say very inappropriate things. You know, and Yeah, I do a lot of inappropriate. Yeah, I'm a very inappropriate guy. So, you know. So yeah, that's just a disclaimer out there for if you ever see me super faded out there.
So you can it'll be this weekend or the yeah.
Well, I mean, like, how about when you cheat? How often do you cheat? Do you ever cheat?
It'll be like if it's for like a birthday or just some kind of a big event. I usually don't. I'm usually pretty good. I just don't. I just, you know,
don't have the desire. Right?
Yeah, I just work so hard for, you know, where I've gotten to.
That's so true. And I mean, like 60 pounds. Yeah. Jeez.
And you know, I mean, you know, it really depends. And if I do, I know within the next day I can get right back into ketosis. So, but it just, for me, it's just like, you know, I've gone 9 months, you know, or so without it. So, I mean, just for me, I don't feel, you know, need for, I don't crave it, you know, like, you know, the carbs and the sugar. And when people are around me, it doesn't even faze me. We go out places all the time, people ordering, you know, whatever they order. And I just make good choices on where I am. And it's just an everyday thing now. And yeah, if it's like Thanksgiving or, you know, if there's, you know, someone's birthday or something like that, yeah, I'll enjoy a, you know, whatever, a piece of cake or some lumpia or something like that.
I think that's probably where we differ then, because for me, it's like I do enjoy my cheat like days. I don't enjoy how I feel the next day, but sure. I do know, like, basically what Jeff was saying is that, you know, my body is a little, is fat adapted now. So if I go back to eating high fat and that's it, and remove that sugar and carbs and combine that with the fasting, if I do a good 40-hour fast.
I don't like fasting. That's one thing, too. I don't like doing, like, a liquid fast or just no eating.
Oh, yeah. So that's us. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's, you do what you want to do. Do what you can. You know, experiment with your body. But I say ultimately, you know, you don't want to do any of these things because, like I said, we always say this. We're not dietitians.
Nope, we're not nutritionists doctors, or anything like that. But I mean, another point too is like the reason why I don't is because, yeah, like you say, you feel like kind of, you know, feel like crap the next day.
Yeah, I am not gonna lie. Yeah.
And during the week, I have like so many like events. Like Saturday, I'll do a hike. Sunday, I got softball. You know, I work out Monday through Friday, Thursday.
Yeah.
I can't have those days where I'm just feeling sluggish and not like, you know, not at my 100%. And so this is part of the reason why I don't, you know, indulge myself.
Oh, indulge yourself in
whatever eating, cheatings and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I try to play with both, you know, I try to just kind of do, you know, can I afford to eat, you know, one Reese's peanut butter cup, you know, or should I just
even
go
though
without?
We know all the bad stuff that
no,
we
no, for
hear,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy. I do understand. And, but yeah, it's one of those things that I try to go, you know, if I do, like I said, if I do go, because I don't really like, I mean, who likes to not eat? Like, like, that's all I think about when I'm fasting is, like, what type of food I'm going to eat when I come off of my fast. Like, I'd see these commercials and, like, you know, I'll ask people to describe food for me. And, you know, it's just part of it. But, you know, we're human. We live, you know, we try to live somewhat active lives. We try to, you know, be out there, be social. So, you know, there's going to be events where you're going to be with people. And, for me, I've just gotten used to saying, you know, or drinking, if people are eating around me, I've gotten used to like, just, you know, I'll have like a sparkling water or a coffee or,
I mean, last night we had a barbecue for our softball team we were grilling up burgers and hot dogs and steak, and they had 7 bags of chips. They had, what else did they have?
Pork rinds.
And they had fruits, all kinds of fruits, watermelon laid out, you know. And but I mean, like, you know, we make good choices. We just had a hot dog, just eating it on its own. I had picking off steak. I mean, I did have like 4 Trulies. And that got me super kind of faded last night.
Really?
But
I had one Truly.
Yeah,
didn't
kind of
buzz
like, yeah. But also
because I'd been fasting.
Yeah,
it was super
it was
hot.
95.
I had been fasting all day, so like it was too much for me.
Yeah, and so you just make good choices where you're at, and if you don't make good choices, come back the next day and make good choices.
Absolutely,
as simple as that, you know. So, that was last night.
Yeah. Anything else going on this week? Man, real quick.
Yeah.
I was talking to Cook, you know, about his interview. And
last week, yeah. Cook had an interview last week, yeah.
Yeah, and it was awesome. We finally put his pictures up on Instagram. Oh, yeah. And man, I don't know if you ever met Cook, man. So when he's when he's not drinking, he's very like laid back, super humble dude. You know what I mean? And when he drinks, he's like not necessarily like that. But it's funny though, because
like you or is he?
Fun. Yeah. When we drink, we're fun. Yeah, dude. We're absolutely. Hella fun when we drink. And he will be there at Reggae on the Way this Saturday. So he says he'll be. He should be making an appearance before Jay Boog gets on stage. But he's saying, well, I was trying to play his podcast for him this weekend. And he was like, turn that off. He was like, I hate listening to myself, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because, man, this dude's probably not going to listen to this podcast ever then.
Yeah.
Or at least the podcast with him on it. Because then, which is funny because he's going to go like months from now and then finally maybe... stumble upon it, but
yeah, I have a hard time listening to my voice too. I'm sure most people don't like listening to their own voices, but I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I sound hella weird, like, because you know, your voice sounds different when it comes from your mouth, you know, but then when you hear it on like,
so Cook will never hear, you'll hear this episode.
Yeah, no. So yeah, so hopefully he listens to this. Hopefully he listens to some of these episodes. But
yeah, no. I mean, he's been getting a lot of likes on Instagram, and man, people, and just he started in February all the way up till now, and
absolutely,
you know, over 80 pounds that he's lost. I mean, you can just tell in the pictures; it is just great,
phenomenal.
What he's doing,
phenomenal.
And,
so yeah, I just wanted to give growing up, we've always given shout outs. So I just want to give a shout out to Cook. BIGGKOOK, Big Cook on Instagram and on Twitter. And to his, basically I used to live with Cook and his whole family. So just shout out to the whole family, to the Pritchards, to the Filimawas, to the South Sows, to the, to the Salangoas, to the Vaialuas,
Are those gangs? What are you
saying? Man, that's just my family, that's my Lakewood. Like, that's Lakewood. No, man, that's just Lakewood right there, I wanted to give a whole bunch of shout-outs to all the people on Twitter and Instagram also that have followed us, that have subscribed to the podcast. Another thing, too, from this podcast is, Jeff, how many people have... reached out to you
ever since our podcast and ever since our Instagram page? A lot of our friends have been following it, and they've been messaging us, and like, hey, great, you guys are great inspirations, and like, hey, keep up doing the good work. And like, I put we get text strings with me and Hines on there with like some of our friends and cousins who are like, absolutely. Man, we're so excited to start this, and you guys are doing great, and like, man, there's just so many things like we want to ask them, and like we're gonna get them on interviews. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, for all of those of you that are maybe starting in the next few weeks, months, or whatever, keep in touch with us.
Keep a journal for yourself, and how you're feeling, and like where you started at, and take some pictures. And a year down the line, you're going to look back on this experience like, wow, I can't believe how far you've gotten on this experience. So,
one thing, too, is we have... how many emails have we gotten in from our KetoIslandBoys@gmail.com account? How many emails have we gotten from people?
Yeah, we've gotten...
No, no. We have?
Yeah, we've gotten like two.
Oh, nice.
3 emails.
Okay, well, I think... so we'll do that on our next show. We'll actually maybe showcase those emails on our next show.
Sure.
And then answer some of those questions, or maybe research some more.
Or on Instagram, if you guys send us any messages on Instagram.
I feel like to utilize the email more, maybe like, hey, we'll definitely put you on the show and so if you like, use that as a way to interact. If you interact via Instagram and Twitter, I'm just so used to, or text message, we're obviously going to reply back to you, right?
Yeah.
But if you send us an email, maybe we should just put them on the show. This is just the decision. We're just kind of like throwing out there.
We just made this decision just now. Yeah, okay. All right. Good talk.
Well, man, I'm glad you guys are there for our Keto Island Boys executive meeting right there. So
we also just bought our domain and...
Oh, that's right.
For our website, which is going to be coming up soon. So look out for KetoIslandBoys.com. And you're going to be seeing Heinz this... If you do see Heinz this weekend, he's going to be showing off some swag.
Potential Keto Island Boys t-shirt.
It is tight.
The design. But, I mean, you know, we're still looking for, you know... designs and stuff.
Out there has any ideas you'd like to see on a shirt, man, shoot it our way. Let us know. Definitely.
We could work something out.
Yeah, absolutely. Or for just want to be interviewed and...
Yeah, or you want to help us out or you want to help some people out.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs you want to give out to,
I don't have any shout-outs. Maybe I'll put those together for my...
I'm ghetto, man, so I was straight. I'm straight. 253, I still represent every now and then, even though I haven't lived down in the 253 in over 10 years, but I still rep it, so...
Yep.
That's the ghetto part of me, guys. Sorry.
We're good.
Awesome.
So what you're gonna hear next is gonna be the interview with Hannah. So don't leave. Listen to the interview.
Enjoy that. And then we'll actually do our
Then we're gonna do our last segment is our favorite segment about our menu.
Yeah. What would the Keto Island Boys order?
So stay tuned. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Anna. Hey, welcome to the Keto
Island Boys podcast. So
what happened is...
Man, we just had a great interview with Hannah, and it was like 10, 15 minutes long, too, and we had some great questions in there. Unfortunately, we're still getting used to this Anchor app and how to record, so... we actually got disconnected and we lost the whole interview. So we're running this back. So a lot of these, basically that first one we did was basically a practice round.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now we're back and we're in effect. And
can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect.
We'll just kind of go in the same order of questioning that we kind of did before. And so...
If you want to start off and just introduce yourself again and your favorite current television show you're watching.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No, let's just go, where are you from?
Where are you from?
I'm from Hawaii originally.
I've been in Seattle. Welcome to the Keto Island Boys. Yes, we like the people from Hawaii. Yes, that's awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I've been in Seattle for about 11 years now, and I've probably known Jeff for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, where in Hawaii are you from?
From Oahu.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you speak the kain?
I can, but I don't normally.
Oh, yeah. I only speak the kain when I'm drunk, so... And it's probably not very good either.
Yeah.
You speak the kain, Jeff?
No.
You ever try?
I have, yeah. Drunk the kain, yeah. But no.
Awesome. That's awesome. First of all, how long have you known Jeff, and how do you two know each other? Because you guys know each other, right?
Yeah, Jeff, you want to answer that?
No, I answered it last time. You can answer it this time.
So, Jeff is my husband Frank's cousin, so that's how I know Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then you guys have known each other how long?
About 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're not exactly sure on that date, but something like that, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Around that. 10,
Nice. Okay. 10 plus years. And I think I asked you this before. Have you seen Jeff look as good as he looks now? Not to be... in the 10 years that you've known him,
Jeff is probably at his fittest self since I've known him, and I know when I saw him after he started keto, I had commented about how good your skin looked. I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember which month you commented on that?
Gosh, that was probably
roughly.
I don't know, Jeff. Do you know? That was probably, I mean, a few months into your
wow
keto diet.
So just a couple months into the keto diet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I
think I told him he looked like he was getting younger too.
Yeah.
Oh no, I got that a lot too. Yeah. Maybe it's because I started losing a lot of weight. So why did you start keto? What made you start it?
Yeah. What made you start doing keto?
So I started keto to improve my blood sugar levels. I had high blood sugar, and I had tried to change my diet previously to all whole grains. And that actually made my blood sugar worse for whatever reason. And so I was just trying to see what else I could do diet-wise to work on my blood sugar. Yeah.
And then how did you know your blood sugar was high? Did you go in for a test, or like, did you feel like you had to go in and ask your doctor, you know, like, were you feeling sick or anything, or?
I wasn't feeling sick, but I was definitely feeling like lower energy. My doctor did tell me, and like I said, it was going up over time. But I also noticed when I would eat like a big piece of ubi cake, I'd be like really, really tired, and I'd like have to take a nap or like
straight up attack the ubi cake. Yeah. Hey, okay. Now, did you hear this over? Did you go in for this, or was this a checkup thing where you kind of found out about your blood sugar?
I mean, it was probably over a checkup, and I think probably the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, it's probably just like a fluke or something. But then, you know, over time, and it started going up.
How long ago was that when they brought that to your attention?
Probably a few years ago, I would say. And yeah, so I wasn't really probably a huge concern at first. And then as it was going up, then I became more concerned, and I, you know, didn't want to get diabetes. So.
Which is one of the reasons why, like, a lot of people that I know start is not necessarily for the weight, but. Right. For you, Jeff, it was I remember you coming back tripping about your high blood pressure.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we took the same test. My blood sugars were high, and it wasn't because I was working out. I was working out all the time, but it had nothing to do with being active. But it was just the way our diets were.
Yeah, for sure. I had a trainer before, and although, you know, it definitely helped in terms of fitness, it just, like, it wasn't helping my blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And
so you found out, your doctor told you, and then what kind of changes did you make after finding out about, you know, high blood sugar?
So I think probably first I started working out more, and then I, again,
which is what they tell us to do.
Yep. Tried to change to whole grain. And so, you know, really keto was the thing that ended up working. And I went in after having done keto for 6 weeks, and my doctor actually thought that I had been on it for 6 months because the results were so drastic. So.
Wow. And how long were you doing the whole grains thing, by the way?
I mean, I probably did that for like over a year, and yeah. And again, it didn't help my blood sugar. In fact, it had gone up.
And you said when you started, keto initially, it was a little rough for you. What kind of things, were you going through, and what did you notice when you first started keto?
Well, how did you start? I mean, like.
I pretty much just, you know, I had known that I was gonna do it for a few weeks, and so it was Frank's birthday, and we had like a Chinese dinner planned with his family and everything. And so I started a few days after that, and so it was about mid-October, I would say October 15th. And so it definitely wasn't an easy time of year to start it because, you know, it's actually right before the holidays.
Halloween, right before Thanksgiving, right before Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't have a single piece of Halloween candy, that's for sure.
Wow. Wow.
And when you were starting keto also, you weren't doing it for the weight loss benefits, right? Because you didn't weigh that much when you first started, right?
Yeah, so my heaviest weight was 124, and then, you know, I dropped 24 pounds, basically. Wow. And then since then, I've just put on about 2, just because I felt like I was getting a little too skinny there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's about how you feel. I always try to, it's amazing. It's a good thing to lose the weight, I always feel like, but I always try not to look at that. I always try to look at, like, how do you feel? And then, like, more so for people that are trying to lose weight that are doing keto to lose weight, it's like, what are the inches that are coming off of your clothes and stuff versus, but.
I would tell the same people that too, that ask me, you know, I said, let's not focus really on the weight part of it, but hey, are you feeling better? Do you notice your clothes fitting better? I mean, those are, you know, we always tend to focus on the weight a whole lot, but.
Because at the end of the day, nobody cares how much you weigh. Right. If you weigh 102 pounds or if you weigh 300 pounds, if you look like you weigh 500 pounds or if you look, you know what I mean? If you look like you're not healthy. And then ultimately, like I said, it also goes back to, you know, how you feel. So, which is more so, I feel like that's Hannah's case here.
And you're feeling great, right? Like, you're continuing doing keto right now.
Yes, yeah. I am continuing to do keto, and yeah, definitely the energy levels are a lot better. I'm, you know, able to work out for longer. I mean, I just don't feel as winded as
or tired.
You know, yeah, exactly. For tired. So I do have a lot more energy.
So now it's October. Now you've started this, and then who got you to start doing this? Like, how did you find out about keto? Like, I found out through Jeff. So, and I had to actually wait to see the results. I mean, that's basically what it is, you know? It's like, all right, you starting this bad diet. Okay, let's see how this works for you. And then ultimately, if it wasn't for Jeff, I probably wouldn't have started doing it, because for the whole time I've known Jeff, I've seen him at, you know, his
250 club,
240, 250 club. Yeah. And now he's out of the 200 club completely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So like, how did you start again?
So, I mean, I had heard about different diets, and so I was trying to look into one that would, help my blood sugar, and, you know, and one that I thought that I could do, because, you know, I didn't want to just try something and not be able to stick with it, but I do like butter and cheese and and salmon and, you know, a lot of the things on keto. So it definitely seemed like it was going to be something that I could do and stick with. So, and then I was aware that Jeff was doing something. I don't know that I knew that you were doing keto right when I started, but I know later we were definitely texting about, you know, different keto meals and different ideas. So, you know, that definitely helped too.
So Jeff didn't help you, basically.
we initially did. We were like texting recipes. Hey, what did you eat here? And like, she showed me like what she made for dinner. She went out to places and she would show me pictures of food that she ate. And same with me, because I didn't know anything about it. I had no one really to help me through this journey. And, you know, just people who are doing it with you is the best.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, Jeff has been a big help for me. Like, I, you know, text him a lot of times when I first started. So, was there any drastic changes when you first started? And, like, what would your initial struggles when you started doing keto? So now, boom, Frank's birthday is done. Happy birthday, Frank. Had that great, amazing Chinese dinner. Now it's time to start. So how did you start doing it? Like, and like, what did you make it in the beginning? And, you know, like, how did your journey start? And then how did you get the keto flu, which is another thing people get when they first start doing keto?
Yes, I definitely did. And I think when you get the keto flu, you're like more tired and you don't have the energy to work out. So it's just kind of something that you have to push through.
Do you remember what day you felt that? Was it like the first day or second? Because I've heard people say, no. I tried it the first day. I felt so, you know, whatever excuse it is. It's like, I felt so, I had a huge headache. And then, you know, and then they went off of keto. So,
I mean, so maybe like 1 to 3 weeks in was probably, I mean, like where I was feeling kind of headachy and tired and like, I really, really wanted to eat some carbs, but I didn't. Like, yeah. I mean, I wanted.
And we know why, but to tell our listeners why that is, why we feel like that.
Because basically your body's like detoxing from the carbs and like you're like addicted to the carbs and sugar. Yeah,
absolutely.
And yeah. You have to kind of like just, I mean, push through that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Your body's craving carbs and sugar, and it's learning how to adapt its your metabolic state into burning fat. Absolutely. And so that process is different for everyone. For me, I only had it for like a day. But I know people who've had keto flus for like over a week, you know. It just all depends on everybody.
Yeah, she said 1 to 3 weeks. So yeah. Like, oh, man, that's tough.
Well, and I would say like even at like 6 weeks, I remember like I was like dreaming that I was like on a cruise ship and like with all this food that I couldn't eat. But yeah, it was like surrounded. Yeah, surrounded by it. So yeah.
What was your that's biggest what was your weeks. Biggest struggle to give up when you finally went on keto?
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably say like mac and cheese, but then I started making like the cauliflower version of mac and cheese. Oh, so that was pretty good.
Good. It's
a great idea. Yeah. I've never done that yet. Damn.
I mean, just everything carb wise. I mean, I actually tried a lot of new recipes. I really like the almond flour and parmesan cheese crust pizza. I make these like flaxseed crackers and chips. So, I mean, I can make my own nachos with that. Yeah.
Nice. I'll have to get that recipe from you when we're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's like your go-to meal? Like if you're, you know,
in a pinch,
like what's your maybe favorite keto meal to have, or, you know, what do you like tend to end up getting a lot?
Like salmon. So that's like always something that tastes, I mean, it tastes even better now that I'm on keto, but I mean, I always like salmon. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
So there is this amazing coconut Cool Whip, and it's like really low sugar. I don't know if you guys have tried it, but it's so delicious brand. And I mean, you can have like 2 tablespoons and there's like hardly any like carbs and sugar in it, and it is amazing.
Do you guys take the heavy whipping cream and then whip it yourselves to make your own whipped cream? Is that like that? Is it like that?
No, it's I mean, it's already made. It's in the freezer section at like PCC or Whole Foods or it's already made. But
and what's the carb content on that?
I mean, I guess I can go check right now if you want.
Do you
don't have to.
Find yourself better at reading labels when you go out, or, you know, finding out what you're eating?
Yeah, for sure. And so I am actually looking at the label now. There's 4 grams of carbs for 2 tablespoons of this stuff.
Is that net carbs?
You know, it just says total carbs. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess, yeah, total carbs. I don't know. And then there's 2 grams of sugar. And again, that's 2 tablespoons, which is pretty a lot. I mean, for Cool Whip.
So. Yeah. But you're 100 pounds, and I feel like
well, no, that's hardly anything though. It really is.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
Now I'm curious, when since October of 2017, since you started it, did you ever keep track of your macros? I know some people are, you know, like to use like MyFitnessPal or Carb Managers to find out, you know, if they're getting 70% fat and 20% protein and 10%, you know, carbs. Do you keep track, or how do you know you're getting enough fats and proteins daily?
I mean, I just found that a little too constricting, but I mean, it was kind of like based on how I felt and also just, if I wasn't really feeling like I had enough energy, I would try to have something with like more fat. So like avocado or something.
Yeah.
And so kind of just adjusting it to make sure that my energy levels were okay. And,
nice.
You know, I didn't feel like I was starving or anything like that. So, yeah.
How do you prepare your salmon, by the way? You said you like salmon. That's probably one of your go-tos. Like, how do you usually make it when you
get it? We just got some salmon from Trader Joe's, and we basically have some soy sauce and mayo on top, and then we had it grilled on a cedar plank, basically, on the grill. So, yeah.
Oh, on the grill.
Yeah.
Do you add a lot of butter and extra fat to it?
Soy sauce, mayo. I mean, mayo.
Butter. I mean, butter is always good on everything. I really like buttered zucchini.
Oh.
Or just like sauteed zucchini and butter. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every vegetable, instead of putting oil, I just make it with butter. And it just tastes so good.
Way better.
Yeah, for sure.
So that soy sauce, mayo, right? This is the chef part of me, the wannabe chef part of me. So then do you like, you just pour it on top and then do you layer it like one thin layer of soy sauce mayo that goes over the whole thing? Or is it like?
I think we marinated it in the soy sauce and then just put the layer of mayo on top of it.
Oh, damn, that sounds good. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
And just on the grill on the cedar plank. So, yeah.
Well, another question I had, I was thinking about is, you don't do any intermittent fasting, do you?
I don't officially do any intermittent fasting, but I mean, I would say probably, just like when you eat a meal at 8 o'clock at night and then maybe the next day you don't eat till 10 a.m. or whatever time, whatever time I can do. I can't always commit to the same time just because, you know, some days I have whatever, I have to go work out or whatever it is. So
have you noticed since you've been on keto that your appetite, has really been suppressed a whole lot, that you don't even really think about food or really hungry every day like you used to or like I used to?
Yeah, I definitely do notice that. And I think that is, you know, with eating the fats, you can just eat kind of a small amount sometimes and it'll really hold you over for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Like, so do you still eat breakfast? Like, because pretty much me and Jeff don't really eat breakfast anymore. So if you do, what do you do eat for breakfast?
If I have time, then, and like, I'm going to like make something, then I'll have like eggs and sausage or something like that. If I don't have time, then sometimes it's just like a low carb protein powder with some coffee and
do you use
almond milk?
Do you use MCT oil? Jeff was the one that put me on to that. Do you ever use that to in your coffee?
That's one thing I actually haven't like really tried. I do have like the coconut oil, but
MCT oil
like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's something I need to try.
Now I'm curious. What's keeping Frank from doing this? Why is he not doing this?
Frank is not doing keto with you.
No, well, he does it. He eats probably about half of the same meals that I eat, but he still, you know, he definitely has his carbs sometimes. Like with the salmon, he would eat it with rice, you know, and maybe I'm eating it with my vegetables or cauliflower or something like that. But
yeah, we'll have to talk to him then.
But you know, it hasn't been as hard as I thought it would be, because I thought that, you know, if he wasn't going to do it, that it was going to be really hard for me, but it's really not that hard. And even like going out to eat, I was a little concerned that it was going to be really difficult. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't want to be that person who like, oh, okay, you can't go to this restaurant, you can't go to that restaurant. but it's actually been a lot easier, and a lot of restaurants are willing to substitute. So,
oh yeah,
what's been your favorite dish to order when you are at a restaurant, from any restaurant? What's been like, oh, like, you know?
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's like salmon with some veggies, and or just any, you know, fish dish with veggies. I mean, even steak with veggies good too, or steak with broccoli or something like that.
We had a segment on our show last week where we talked about going to McDonald's. Did you ever go eat fast food at all?
I actually have cut out fast food for quite a long time. Oh, so that's okay. Something else that I did prior to doing keto, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
What else do we got here? So you don't do intermittent fasting. You have breakfast. That's great. I like your story because it's so different from a lot of people that we know that have really been responding to us about doing keto. Most of them are doing it, you know, for weight loss, but obviously for the other reasons. But I feel like weight loss is the driver to that. But in your case, it's, you know, such a different, you know, it's more your actual blood sugar levels. So
yeah, and how I feel, and I do just feel so much better.
You're going to continue this, and you've been telling a lot of your friends. Have they noticed any changes in you? Like, dang, Anna, what have you been doing? And
yeah,
have you been coaching anyone?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely people have been asking. I mean, I've had people be like, oh my gosh, you look like you always looked young, but now you look even younger. Mm-hmm. I get carded a lot. So that's kind of nice.
Well, and your sisters, didn't you say something that they were wondering what you were doing?
I know my sister's been trying to lose some weight, so she was asking me. So I was sending her pictures of my meals too, and mm-hmm. You know, telling her about it. She really hasn't been able to fully do it. I mean, I think she's tried to have some of my similar meals, but yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself getting off of keto?
I mean, it's really a lifestyle change at this point. Although I think the longer that you are on keto, like, you're able to have more cheat meals, mm-hmm. which is nice. And I think with me being more active, you can also probably have like a little bit more carbs, you know, because your body's going to burn those off. So it depends on your activity level too, I think.
At the moment, what's your favorite cheat meal, by the way?
Oh gosh. I guess probably like a burger with a bun or dim sum.
Yeah.
Dim sum?
Yeah.
Dim sum, yeah.
Oh, you can't just say dim sum. Like, what items in dim sum would it be?
Well, I really used to like sticky rice, although actually now that I'm on this diet, I don't feel like I need it, but yeah. I mean, just I like dim sum in general, like shumai and just the steamed ones with like the noodle wrapper.
Oh yeah.
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 God, I love talking
all right,
about
well, that. I'll ask you one last question. So what kind of advice would you give to anyone starting on a ketogenic diet, and for anyone listening out there?
I think I would say that you really just have to stick with it. And I would say, like, you have to make a commitment to do it for like 6 to 10 weeks, and before you, you know, say, oh, I can't do this anymore. I think you definitely have to make that commitment, because that's when you really start seeing a lot of results, and you feel the difference in energy level. I mean, I'm sure some people feel it before that, but I do think it's important to really make a commitment to it and stick with it.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I agree.
It's sticking with it. Yeah. It's being committed. So I know a lot of people that have texted me in the last, you know, few weeks, since we started this podcast about starting, and basically the same things that Jeff and Justin had told me don't start until you're ready. So you're right. I mean, you just have to really stick with it. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, shoot. Well, thanks, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
For
thanks,
for this
guys.
Movie. This is really helpful for our listeners, and to like anyone just kind of looking to improve their health, you know, and, you know, we've noticed such great results. And I immediately thought of you. You were the first ones who were doing keto with me. So, you know, it's kind of good to spread the knowledge to our peoples and people who are struggling with their weight and blood pressure and blood sugar. So, cause you know, we're not getting any younger.
Absolutely. No. And a lot of people do need to make a change, you know, like I always say, sugar is poison, you know, and, you know, the more that we could kind of get that message out there, it's, you know, so we appreciate for you taking some time out with us today. Anything you want to promote? Do you want to promote any of your social media? Do you have any, you know, any sort of events that you may want people to come to or?
No, not really. But I would say if you're going to have a cheat meal on keto, that the apple cider vinegar does help out.
Yes.
But okay. I don't really have one.
Wait, so you, do you take the apple cider vinegar after you eat your whatever cheat meal or before?
Yes. Or? Yes. And it just, after, and for me, it really just helps me get back on track. It, kind of takes away, I know sometimes if you do have a cheat meal, you can start craving the carbs and sugar again, but for whatever reason, if I do the apple cider vinegar, you know, it's like a lot easier for me to just get right back on.
Damn.
You know,
and,
yeah. I do it twice a day.
It's great nugget.
It's so good.
Jeff does it twice a day. Yeah. I do it when I fast. So, but yeah. I should do it more often. So
cool.
Well, thanks Hannah.
Yeah,
we'll check back with in you. We'll check back with you in a couple months here and, just see how you're doing and, give people updates and
thanks for your time.
Thanks for being on the Keto Idol Boys podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a ton of questions. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to get our podcast on forums. But the simple answer to all of that is Anchor. And the Anchor app is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And the best thing about it, it's all free. My favorite thing about Anchor is that they distribute to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts all for you. But if you wanted to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real-world situations.
Situations where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
All right. So today's menu, we are going to be looking at KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken menu. Heinz, did you get to take a look?
I did. I love KFC.
Oh, man. I love KFC. Okay, so taking a look at the menu, what would you order? What would the Keto Island Boys order?
Well, what's funny is I used to love KFC because of their sides, but now if I were to order now today, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't eat too many of the sides.
Yeah.
But for me, I would go... I would go get two spicy, crispy chicken thighs.
Okay.
And then I would either have the coleslaw or the green beans that they have there too. Now, the coleslaw, they add, there is sugar in it.
Yeah, 10 grams of sugar.
And I don't think, Jeff, you probably wouldn't order
it. No, I definitely wouldn't order it. Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it comes down to 10 grams of net carbs per side dish of coleslaw. So I might not eat the whole thing, but I would definitely eat two chicken thighs and then maybe eat half of the coleslaw in one sitting and then maybe save the rest for another day or but the green beans are low in carbohydrates too.
Two net carbs, yeah. I probably would order the Kentucky grilled chicken breast with a drumstick. None of them have, there's zero carbs in those. And it's surprisingly really good. It has 49 grams of protein, 11 grams of fat for a chicken breast and drumstick. And I probably, for the side, I would get green beans. They have a side Caesar salad or a side salad. I probably would get that too. And then, of course, I get the sauce, get the buttermilk ranch or the creamy buffalo as the as my dressings.
Now, you got to be careful too.
I look those up.
Oh, you look those up?
They're really, yeah. They're
low in
there's not a lot of sugar in the buttermilk.
And look at my man ranch. Doing his research over here. I see you.
We're supposed to be doing our research.
I see you, keto. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, if I didn't really want the grilled chicken breast, I probably would get the original drumsticks, maybe two original drumsticks. Original. They have about three net carbs. I looked at those up for each stick. So probably come out to six net carbs.
You don't like the thighs?
I really like white meat, though. But I mean,
you keep saying drumsticks, though. That's straight dart meat.
Yeah,
though.
I know, I do. But I mean, I wouldn't get the. I would get the drumsticks. I don't like the thighs. I do like the drumsticks.
I love the thighs. They're just so fatty.
Yeah,
which is why I love keto. I've always loved the fattiest cuts of meat.
Oh yeah.
And so doing keto allows me to be a total fat eater.
And we would definitely avoid the chicken tenders. They have 8 net carbs per tender. The popcorn nuggets have like 37 net carbs on them. Yeah,
that's supposed to be meat.
Yeah, and that's pretty crazy. And
super breaded.
And actually, the salad dressing is actually there's a lot of carbs in that one. The Hidden Valley Ranch has 8 net carbs in that one. So
really?
That's a lot for an ounce.
That is.
Yeah,
especially for a ranch.
Yeah, that's kind of what we would order. How about pre-keto Heinz? What would you normally get on your
straight up?
Yeah, you already know what you want. What would you get?
I would have just got a box. You know, they have those like $7 boxes. It's like, and it comes
family
with a
meal?
Soda. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Not even a family meal. It's like KFC used to do this box where it's like, man, you get like 2 pieces of chicken, a cookie, some mashed potatoes, a biscuit.
Yep.
And a soda for like $7. So $7 is, the commercials would say $5. Oh, there are Phillips. $5 Phillips from KFC. And then, but up here in Seattle, it was like $7 when I went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And which kind of pissed me off because I was like, dude, what the hell? They need to update their national advertising or something. But yeah, that's basically what I would get. And it would come with a cookie.
Yeah.
And it would come with the biscuit. And biscuit with butter and honey was probably one of my go-tos.
What were your two side items? What were the side items?
So a lot of times it just came with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, okay.
So it was always just one. And then it came with like a cookie and a biscuit. So it's like those three items plus the chicken plus the soda for all $5.
So check this out. I was taking a look at what I would order, and then I was kind of looking at the carb counts and everything like that. So I would have got the 3-piece meal with, you know, the crispy chicken, the thigh, and the drumstick. So 3-piece, right?
That one's bomb.
Two sides would be the mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. Of course, I get the biscuit.
The biscuit is so bomb.
Yeah, the biscuit is the best. And then totaling all those that I looked at, and it was 86 net carbs in
what
that one
the
meal.
Hell?
That's like, and that was just for dinner. Like, that would be a huge amount of net carbs. So anyways, that was what we
and your sides were would be
the mashed potatoes and mac and cheese.
Jeez.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
But someone else in my household probably would get the potato salad or the coleslaw.
Yeah.
So I just share with them. They get the family size stuff anyways. Yeah.
And that'll definitely kick you out of ketosis if you have
right? For sure would kick you out of ketosis.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let us know some ideas for any other restaurants or any other places that you want. If there's any, we're just kind of, you know, going off how we feel that, you know, today on which restaurants to kind of see what we would order. So if you want to know, that's a great way to get on the show by emailing us.
And that actually ends our episode 004. And yeah, just kind of, let us know your feedback and what you liked or what didn't like. Or if you want to be a guest on our show, you can email us at ketoislandboys@gmail.com. Also, you know, you can follow us on Instagram and the Twitter. What's our handle?
At Keto Island Boys.
Yep.
With a Z.
With a Z,
just to be weird and different. And, you know, so, and it's kind of funny that we call ourselves boys because we're like grown-ass men, but it's all good.
Yeah, and also just make sure to hit that subscribe button on your podcast so you can hear all our latest updates and podcasts. And Again, as a disclaimer, we are not nutritionists.
We are not. I mean, we don't suggest you to do any of this unless, you know, unless you... Basically, we don't want to get sued, so...
These are just our experiences.
Don't kill yourself doing any of the things that we're doing, and please don't blame us, because we're not experts at all. We're just two island boys.
Who's doing keto. Has worked for us, so thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for all the... For all the feedback and all the support that we've been getting about doing this. And for those of you that are really serious about doing it, you know, just be serious about it, basically, you know, and be dedicated, you know. So kind of like how Hannah was saying, you know, it's something that you want to be dedicated to. And so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Cool, man. We'll have a good weekend, and we'll see you all next week for another episode of
Keto Island Boys.